Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back. This week we are highlighting an episode in Abram's life in which God and Abram go to war. This is found in the very first book of the Bible in the 14th chapter. Abram serves God as a competent military commander, successfully rescuing his captured nephew Lot, all in the strength and in the wisdom the Lord has invested in his servant Abram. And yesterday we emphasized what God can do. It is amazing. We will see how amazing God is again in a few moments in Judges chapter 6 and following. So if you have your Bible, open it to the Hebrew scripture and the book of the Judges. The order is Joshua, Judges, and Ruth. And you can insert your finger or an electronic bookmark at Judges chapter 6. I hope you remember or will catch yesterday's episode of God Is on the free podcast to get up to date. I hope you will remember the four key words or phrases we drew out of the text, all four of which point to the military strategy of the competent commander Abram. The first is the number 318. The Bible says Abram had trained 318 men, a small, but we will see, effective little army. Second, we noted that Abram and his small group of trained men pursued the armies of the northeast as far as Dan initially, then made their attack and continued the pursuit as far as Hovah, which is north of Damascus, says the end of Genesis 14, verse 15. In total, from Hebron, where the attack began, all the way north of Damascus, was at least a distance of 160 miles or 258 kilometers. Abram and those under his command covered a serious distance, and this was hard to do. Then third, the Bible says Abram divided his forces. This will be one of the keys to his victory. And finally, fourth, Abram attacked by night. A nighttime attack is another key to victory. What does all of this tell us? It's this. Abram was a competent commander. He will take 318 trained men, and together they will pursue. They will march or be on an orderly run, going a long distance. And then Abram will divide them so that they will attack under the cover of darkness. God gave him capability and skill in how best to attack the retreating armies and rescue his nephew Lot. That was some review, and now I want to show you that what God did for Abram and his trained men, how God led Abram to snatch Lot, his possessions, and also women and people and goods back from the retreating armies of the northeast. The Lord does the same with others of his commanders. A shining example of this being Gideon. Have you found your place in Judges 6? Okay, good. I will be reading portions of a couple of chapters there. If you cannot follow along in the text now, be sure and read these references this evening. This exercise will reinforce what the Spirit of God will teach us all. Let's begin in Judges chapter 6 and verse 1. I'll also read the first part of verse 2. If you are curious or new to God Is, I always read from the New American Standard Bible, the 1995 edition. This is the NASB. Judges 6, beginning in verse 1. Then the sons of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord gave them into the hands of Midian 7 years. The power of Midian prevailed against Israel. Israel, God's people, are in trouble. Here they are under the discipline of the Lord because they have turned full thrust ahead into idolatry. This is true of God. He disciplines those he loves, and he will not stand idly by while we sin. So in this case, because the people of God were doing evil in his sight, the Lord permitted them to be defeated by the Midianites. And who were these Midianites? To answer this, let me refer you to a couple of chapters in the book of Numbers. In Numbers chapter 25, the Midianites were responsible for corrupting the Israelites at a mountain peak, a place called Peor. This involved trickery and deception. So in Numbers chapter 31, the Lord took vengeance upon the Midianites. No sin passes by the attention of the Lord God. Listen to what happened in Numbers chapter 31, verses 7 and part of verse 8. This is Numbers 31, 7 and 8. So they made war against Midian just as the Lord had commanded Moses, and they killed every male. They killed the kings of Midian along with the rest of their slain. As the Israelites had killed every male and killed the kings of Midian in Numbers 31, here come the surviving Midianites for revenge in Judges chapter 6. Old enemies die hard. Revenge is a potent and motivating emotion. The Midianite people did not forget. Judges 6 verses 1 and 2 should make more sense now and set the scene for what follows in this chapter. Then the sons of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord gave them into the hands of Midian 7 years. The power of Midian prevailed against Israel. We find the sworn enemy Midian has defeated Israel, and this initiates a pattern we find in the book of Judges. God's people under punishment then cry out to God for mercy, and God raises up a series of judges to help his stubborn flock. In these chapters before us, the judge is a military commander named Gideon. Listen to Judges 6, verse 6. So Israel was brought very low because of Midian, and the sons of Israel cried to the Lord. Then drop down to Judges 6, verses 12 through 16, as the Lord graciously answers these cries. I'm reading, still in Judges chapter 6, at verse 12. The angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and said to him, "The Lord is with you, O valiant warrior." Then Gideon said to him, "O my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles, which our fathers told us about, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midian." We will pause here so I can comment. The angel of the Lord, who I interpret to be the pre-incarnate Christ, finds this man Gideon and says, "The Lord is with you." And then I think sarcastically, "O valiant warrior." I see sarcasm because Gideon is not valiant at all. And Gideon's response is typical of all who are under the discipline of God for our sin. It is one of self-pity. "O my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us?" Oh, can't you just hear Christians today being chastised by God asking this? Gideon draws the angel's attention to the past. "And where are all his miracles, which our fathers told us about, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midian." Oh, poor Gideon feels so abandoned. But the Lord does not respond by saying, "Come here, poor Gideon. I know. Let me soothe you." Not at all. I continue the reading at Judges 6, verses 14 through 16. The Lord looked at Gideon and said, "Go in this your strength and deliver Israel from the hand of Midian. Have I not sent you?" Gideon said to the angel of the Lord, "O Lord, how shall I deliver Israel? Behold, my family is the least in Manasseh, and I am the youngest in my father's house." But the Lord said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat Midian as one man." Wow, what a statement. Talk about a confidence builder. I will be with you. This reminds me of what we said yesterday, reading in Romans 8. If God is for us, who is against us? And you shall defeat Midian as one man. If God is with you, truly, no one is against you. But Gideon is a weak, scared, fearful man. He does not believe he can do what God is commanding him to do. And so in the verses that follow, there is a back and forth between Gideon and God in which the Lord proves himself to this man. And let us go all the way down the chapter to verse 34. This is Judges chapter 6, verse 34. So the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. Ah, now Gideon is ready. God has prepared this man, similar to how God prepared Abram. God stuck his hand into Gideon and did some character shaping. And I remind you, this is what has brought us to Judges and Gideon. We want to see the similarities between what the living God does in the lives of these two commanders, Abram and Gideon. Already we have found they are similar in this respect. God prepared them for what was ahead. Both men will lead armies, small in number, against what on paper appear to be much larger and more experienced militaries who hate their guts. I'd like for us to read Judges 6 in the context of Genesis 14 and vice versa. So we will continue with this tomorrow. This takes time to do, but I believe it will prove profitable for each one of us. Reading God's word together is always profitable, isn't it? So join us tomorrow as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.